different eras tell different stories. During what seemed like much simpler times, the tale of Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII was one of true love, sought and gained, and then destroyed. He married her for love, and she was executed because one or the other fell in love with someone else. The Church of England was formed because he wanted a divorce, or so they said. Today, times are more complex, and the story changes. We see that in TV shows like The Tudors or books like Wolf Hall. The nobility of the Man for All Seasons, Thomas More, gives way to the ambition of Thomas Cromwell, which is where Anne Boleyn, a play by Howard Brenton, now at Marin Theatre Company, comes in. Jason Minidakis, Artistic Director of Marin Theatre Company and director of this production.
It starts with Anne. Anne has a monologue with the audience to kind of welcome them into the theater, much like a lot of Shakespeare's plays do in terms of welcoming the audience into the story that's about to be told. We bounce back and forth between the time of James I and Henry VIII, and it's very exciting storytelling.
Craig Marker is riveting as both King Henry and King James, and Liz Sklar matches him as Anne Boleyn. They are complemented in particular by Dan Hyatt and Howard Swain in a variety of roles, most notably as two opposing church notables in the second act. The rest of the cast is uneven, which creates a somewhat unbalanced production. But despite this, the play Anne Boleyn is a thoughtful and intelligent look at the way various dogmas impact the political world, and the way the political world then impacts religious dogmas, and how both impact everyone else. This was true during the time of Henry VIII and later James I, and it's true today when we observe the difference between Pope Benedict and Pope Francis, and in some respects the differences between the two political parties in America. And it's why the 500-year-old conflicts that go to the core of the play Anne Boleyn resonate just as strongly today.
We are in James's period when James decides to have a new version of the Bible created. We get to see Anne have both political and religious influence on Henry VIII, and we get to see how Henry VIII makes the break with the Catholic Church and how he ends up creating the Church of England. Brenton has taken a revisionist eye on the history of those two time periods, and to some degree, he's taken a bit of a feminist look, and you're seeing a new version of the events that you think you know, and perhaps you don't.
The West Coast premiere of Anne Boleyn by Howard Brenton, directed by Jason Minidakis, is now playing at Marin Theatre Company. For more information, you can go to their website, marintheatre.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theatre for Upfront.